Sunday night, Orla Test Tammuz, Chavis Halvavis, Men's Shir, Sharakniya. We'll go over quickly, the end of Perek of Shmini. I will look page Resh Yud. He poses a question in the beginning of Perek Shmini, whether Kniya is the culmination of someone's avoda, and he works on his other midos, and he works on himself, and the culmination, the crowning pinnacle, is Kniya, or whether he works on Kniya first, and all the other midos are carried along in its wake. They are built on top of Kniya. So he answers it, and it's a very definitive answer. In fact, his answer is almost the most fundamental principle of the Sefer Chavis Halvavos, and that is that our primary obligation, more primary than anything else, more primary than any of the mitzvahs, so to speak, is that we are Avdei Hashem, to have the right relationship, to have the right attitude, the right relationship. In Sharavod, and that is that I'm an Eved, and that's really Kniya. Kniya is the ultimate Avdus, that I am nothing on my own, I have everything from the Adon. An Eved has no sense of self, really. Everything he has is geared to the Master. And so that has to come first. He says it's pretty meaningless, even if you do good deeds and you have good midos, but if it's not coming from... Okay, so it doesn't mean everything we do is meaningless unless we're perfect in Kniya. Kniya is a very difficult midah to be kona, especially in its ideal form, which is what the Chavis Halvavos wants. But, that's what we're working on. So to the degree that we have Kniya, so that would mean everything we do only has meaning in the context of it, our being Avdei Hashem, which ties into that we're doing it because it's Ratzon Hashem, and we're only doing it because it's Ratzon Hashem, and we're not doing it so that already that means we're not doing it for our own sake, we're not doing it in order not even for Olam Haba. In other words, that's what you're working towards. You're working towards total Kniya, but everything we do is to be built on a foundation of Kniya. That's the foundational avoda, is Kniya. We'll start from the top line on page Resh Yud. V'lo yitochin lo miloi chelvoso, you really can't fulfill your obligation to Hashem, kim li'achar kabbalas ha-mishmas l'shem yusala, unless you're doing it as a form of obedience. If you do it because you think it's a great idea, or because you think you'll have the perfect society, or you think it's socially the best social lubricant, is the Torah's system of tztaka or tamchui or whatever, or the issa ribis is a very good idea, etc. But so you have to do it in the context of obedience to Hashem. V'lo titochin lo mishmas l'Hashem ela biyachado oso b'chol torei ha'adnus v'hasroknus mehem elov. Now that's already a much bigger a philosophical subtlety. He's saying the real I can obey Hashem. This is like a subtlety. I can obey Hashem, but if I'm obeying Hashem also because, and this is very hard, because I think it's a good idea, because he's smarter than me, he knows, or he's going to patch me if I don't, right? That's also not good. He said the obedience to Hashem has to come through a sense of bittul, what the Tanya would call bittul. He calls it that ta'orei ha'adnus, that Hashem is the Adon. And we really, we can't, it doesn't make any sense to go against His will, because we are only products of His will. So we obviously have to go along with the Adon. V'lo yitochin zemi menu, and we can't really assign to HaKadosh Baruch Hu total adnos kim b'hischaivo kol tari ha'avdos l'fonav. If we feel kniya, if we feel as if we're avdei Hashem, totally, so to that, you can't do anything right unless it's built on a foundation of obedience to Hashem. You can't really have obedience to Hashem if you, it's deeper than just obedience. It's bittul. It's Hashem is the Adon, and we are only manifestations of His will. And you can only have that if we have kniya, if you have this madriga of avdus.
So is he saying that this is actually like a third stage after yira and ahava?
This is more, even more basic than ahava and yira. This is bittul. This is just kniya. It's bittul to Hashem. Now, if you think it's very theoretical and very philosophical and it's not real, so I think the very practical, down-to-earth, real-life way to reach this madrega, and he really describes it in the Hakdamah to Shara Avodas Elokim. If you develop an appreciation, which you should through learning Shara HaBechina, if you develop an appreciation for Hashem, who's the provider of all, and you start appreciating the whole world and nature and everything that we do and every breath we take, and like you say, a nishmas, right? We say a nishmas, right? Ilufinu malashira kayom ulushanenu rinon kamon galov v'sifsosenu shevach kamechavei rakia v'enenu miros chashemesh v'chayareach v'yodenu frusus kinshi shemoyim. And if we really believed all of that, and that ein anachnu maspikim lahodos l'cha Hashem elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu al achas me'elef alfei elofim v'ribei revavos pomim atavos. If we really believe that, that's the way to develop kniya, because if we really believe that every thought we have, you know, that there really is no me, because every thought I have and every breath I take and every blink of my eye and everything, like I walk, and there's air and there's oxygen and there's atmosphere and there's plants and there's water, like there's nothing that's not that Hashem's providing it for us and being mashpia it for us and giving it to us. And then in the Hakdamah to Shara Avodas Elokim, he describes the basic fundamental DNA of Hakaras HaTov, that a person is wired that if someone does for him, imagine someone saves your life, or imagine someone saves the life of your child, or maybe imagine someone saves, you know, and you're like mole, you're full of Hakaras HaTov, and then if you can access such a hergesh, you'll realize that you will feel botel to that person. Like, I owe him my life. We even use such an expression in English. We say, I owe you my life. How can I ever repay you? And we'll say the right words. Chavis HaLovos wants us to take the words seriously. That's really how a person feels. You feel, how can I ever repay you? I owe you my life. My life is now, like, meaningless, only if I could somehow repay you. Like, I'm in your debt. I am indebted to you forever. What? Because that's how a person is wired, that we are in the debt. That's what Hakaras HaTov doesn't mean, to write a thank you note. It's much deeper than a thank you note. It's we owe the other person. That other person is now responsible for us being alive. Right, so it's like, so, and then he makes all the kal v'chomers in the world, because in the Hakdamah to Shara Avodas Elokim, he goes through every human relationship in which we should feel Hakaras HaTov, and then he says they're all tinged with self-interest. Nobody's really altruistic. Parents are not altruistic. An Adon is not really altruistic. A Melech is really not altruistic. Someone who holds the mortgage on your house and tears it up is not altruistic. The only truly altruistic is Hashem, because Hashem needs nothing, Hashem gains nothing, Hashem doesn't want to feel good, Hashem doesn't. So that's pure altruism. So keneged zeh, our hakaras hatov has to be boundless. Then he makes another couple of kal vachomers there. This is all in the Hagdomah to Shaar Avodas Elokim, because there it really is in tandem with this shaar, because that's really kniyah. Because the way he describes hakaras hatov is that I am totally in your debt, I owe you my life, and I am really nothing now, I owe you everything. So everything is you, Toshken Hashem, who doesn't just save my life, but creates me and allows me to breathe and to think, and every thought I have, and like every word that comes out of my mouth now explaining the Chavis Halvavas, I'm really indebted to Hashem. This is what he describes in Shaar Avodas Elokim. I'm really indebted to Hashem that I'm able to think. I mean, look at a person with a stroke, right? If you want like a living example, a person with a stroke, so his mind is full of thoughts, and he can't. So you see, it's a whole mechanism, right? And he's able to think. A shota can't think. A shota can't even think. So we say Baruch Atah Hashem Chonin Ados, right? So like everything. So I think here he's just saying the words, but you say, wow, like how am I supposed to feel this? So I think the solution lies in the Hakaras HaTov, because there he says very explicitly, why should I listen to Hashem? Why should I? Because he's stronger than me, because he's going to beat me up if I don't. That's like pretty sad. So he says, no, you listen to Hashem because the acknowledgement that the listening to Hashem really only means, and this mamash is beautifully matim with what he says here, that the everything is just kid stuff. The real listening to Hashem is the acknowledgement that only His Ratzon reigns supreme, because we only exist as one of the things that He has Ratzon for. So we're indebted to His Ratzon, and therefore, like, we acknowledge that, and we can only pay Him back, so to speak, by acknowledging that and saying, like, so what can I do for you? And He says, well, just do my Ratzon. That's all. And the irony of it all is that He doesn't need anything. So His whole Ratzon is that we do things which will enable us to be Nena Miziv Hashchina. But His Hatava is so much that at the end of the day He gives us everything, and all He wants from us is Hakaras HaTov and going along with His Ratzon, which is a normal human menschlich attitude, as per if someone saves your life, right? Times that by a million. And the greatest irony, and this is why you could never catch up, is because He does that all for our sake, not for His. Because the whole ball of wax is so that we should be zolchet to something. The whole thing's a hatava to us. That's how much of a meitiv He is. He set up a whole world full of hatava and hakaras hatov, and at the end of the day, the end result is only a tova to us, so that we could bond with Him and have chaye netzach and binene mizav hashchina by bonding with Him. Whatever that means, we don't know what it means, but we talk the talk, you know. We bond with Hashem. We, you know. Okay, I gotta go.